Good morning, and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. AGLCA and our Admiral sponsors, Dog River Marina and Boat Works, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guide and Magazine, Green Turtle Bay Resort, Marina Life, Richardson's Map Tech, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, and Skipper Bob Publications invite you to join us as we explore the Great Loop every Friday morning with a show chock full of information that's useful to you whether you're dreaming of, in the midst of, or planning a trip around the Great Loop. And don't forget to visit our ship store at www.greatloop.org ship store. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Good morning and welcome to Great Loop Radio. This is Beth McHugh from the Homeport Crew. And today from the Homeport Crew, I have Janine Salica with me, and she's our sponsor salesperson. Do you want to say hello, Janine?
Hello.
Hello. And Janice and Steve are off cruising the Rhine River in Germany, and they will be back next week. And our co-hosts today are Captain Sterling and Judy Kennedy, and they're lifetime members of AGLCA. They've completed two loops, and they're presently on their third perpetual loop, flying the Platinum Looper's flag, which I've just been told is now a white Looper's flag, due to being faded in the sun. And they spent last summer cruising the entire Erie Canal, and today they're here to share their Erie Canal experiences. Good morning, Sterling and Judy. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Good morning. Thanks for having
Good.
Us.
Good. Well, thank you very
Good morning.
Much for being here. Okay, you want to start us on your Erie Canal journey?
You betcha. This is probably, I want to say, one of our favorite trips, because every trip's one of our favorite trips, but this one is really, really, really nice to do, and it's something that definitely take the time to do the whole Erie Canal. If you're all the way up there, it is well worthwhile. It is very inexpensive. It is very easy and very welcoming. It's one of the best places I've been as far as towns that welcome cruisers. It's a very, very good spot. One of the first things you want to do before you even attempt to do the Erie is you want to go online, and on the internet you look up the New York Canal System and subscribe to their canal alerts, and they will send you notices on dam closures and lock problems, et cetera, which does happen because there's an awful lot of lock there, but they're hardly ever closed for more than a day or so, so it's not going to hold you up much. But they'll send you those by email daily as they open and close. Also, you want to get your, of course, Skipper Bob's. I can't say enough about Skipper Bob. It's our Bible. I mean, you're talking about, what is it, a $10, $15 book that's going to pay for itself the first time you turn a page. It's an amazing book. Skipper Bob did a hell of a job on it when he wrote it, and they keep it updated, so it's a good thing to use on a daily basis. I also recommend, of course, Captain, Active Captain. And you can go on the New York Canal System and order their guidebook with charts for the Erie Canal. But you need to know that about halfway through the Erie Canal, there's really no official charts. It kind of, your GPS will stop and become nothing, just a boat in a field, because it's never been charted. But their chart book will show you where you're at. And navigation is just a piece of cake. I don't think we saw 2-3 markers the whole time we're on the Erie. It's just you follow the canal and go. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think we had some people from the Erie Canal, I guess the commission, on a few weeks ago, and they said they recently updated their website and they have all kinds of new features on it. So I don't know if you visited it lately, but apparently they've improved it quite a bit.
Yeah, they had a real, you know, that Katrina, was it? No.
No.
Last hurricane came through here.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Really good damage to them. And,
Irene, wasn't it Irene?
Irene,
yeah,
right.
That sounds right, yeah.
In fact, we were at one lock where it actually changed the river course from over the dam to behind the lock building. You know, it really was a major problem. But we went through it just coming back now. We came back from Brewerton where we stored the boat, and everything's back in working order, not a problem.
They did an amazing job from what I hear.
They really were right up on it.
Well, that's great.
Now, what is critical on this trip, and I can tell you from personal experience, that you'd have to be able to clear 15 feet 6 inches. We cleared 15 feet 4 inches. I can tell you why you have to make sure you do it exactly as charted, because going through the Erie Canal one way, there's one bridge that is really, really low. You have to clear it on the north span. We came back and attempted to clear it on the south span, and the south span is 5 inches, and we touched it with our bimini just a little bit. So you make sure you got everything cleared and down and low before you go.
Wow.
You also want to get their permit. They have a permit system for docking at all the locks, which just sounds like, you know, why do you want to dock at a lock? Well, these are not locks. These are park settings. Some of them have electric. Some of them have water. Some of them have both. A lot of them are close to towns. So for $75, that's your dockage pretty much for the summer. It's they all welcome you with open arms, and they have as much facility for you as they can. So when you get those items, you'll be ready to go. You'll head probably from down south. You'll go through the Troy Lock, and you'll turn left, and you'll see the sign that says, "Welcome to the New York Canal System, the Erie Canal." You'll make a left turn there, and you have to stop at that first facility, Waterford. It's a must-do on the Erie. It's a town that has a welcome center there for us. It has internet. Electric and water is $10 for 2 days, and it's free docking. So for $10 for 2 days, you can stay there.
Wow.
So the grocery store lets you take a cart from the store back to the dock, and they come pick them up later. And the town is really a neat, neat little town. We walked around it several times. It has everything you need at just one particular spot. There's laundromat. There's walk around the town. There's restaurants. And Judy, what was that place we had breakfast there?
Oh, gee.
Dan and Phil's or something like that?
Yeah, it's the guys. It's the two men's names. It's just incredible. It's so ridiculously inexpensive. That's why we liked it. Actually, we had Canadian friends called us when they knew we were there and said, "You've got to go here for breakfast." And so that's exactly what we made sure we did. But you don't think I can remember the name of it. Little Bitty Diner.
I think it's Phil and Dan's or something like that. Anyway, it's on the main drag there. And you'll look in the window and you'll go, "I don't want to go in there. It looks like a little greasy spoon." But it's 1950s food at 1950s prices. And it's great.
That's great.
So once you get everything ready to go, you'll need one more item you want to do before you go into the canal system, and that's what I call Captain Sterling's Looper Loop. And I'm not selling them. They're free to make for yourself. I put up a YouTube on how to make them.
Yeah, we're going to try to post that on our site, too.
Oh, good, good. It's basically just a piece of line with a loop on one end, a piece of hose over it that you wrap around the cable or wrap around the bullards or back to your boat, and it rides up and down with you on the lock.
No, sounds good.
And you can make it yourself for $10.
Well, as far as me as being the mate, it makes my life a lot easier, because once it's in place and that's all we do is midships, you just stand there and watch it. It is so simple. People come over to us afterwards and are like, "How do you do this?" They're running around with two lines going, try to hang on to it, you know, keep it even and such. And we're kind of just sitting there watching it go. So this is what made Sterling put it up on the on YouTube and such, because so many questions about it. It really works.
Well, sounds good.
Yes.
The only trick is you need to have a serrated knife handy in case it gets stuck, but that's true in any locking situation. And we have never had a line get stuck with this thing, so it works pretty well so far. So you're going to go through your first lock there. You're going to notice that the first lock is called number 2. There is no number 1. It was left out of the plan after they designed it. They decided they didn't need it. And you're going to go up a flight of several locks. Now, the first lock, when you go through it, if you get the chance, look off to your right. There's a piece of the old canal there, a section they use for bypass to the waterway. And the first thing you're going to notice is the old canal is very, very, very small. It was probably 10 foot wide, and this is what they used for the horses to bring them through, and it's still there in its original condition.
Wow.
It's right off to your right. So you'll go through a series of locks here. All together, we went from the first lake probably 4 or 5 locks. By the time you're done this first series of locks, you'll be an expert. If you have any animosity about locking after this experience, you won't. And what's really neat, it's not like being on the river system. These guys know you're coming. They're much easier. They're much simpler to operate. And they're here for the pleasure boater. There's hardly any commercial on here at all. They're waiting for you. That's what their service is for. And they sure do a good job of it. So you get through your locks. You go through your first day. You're probably going to stop at Amsterdam, which gives you a pretty good day out of the Erie Canal. And you have two options there. You can stay at the marina there for $1 a foot. Or you can go through to the next lock, tie up at the lock wall there, like what most keepers do, and there's a free 15-amp plug for you to use, and it's free. So we're going to go for the free, of course. It's a nice park setting.
It's free.
What this is going to be good for you, though, is you're going to learn now the sound of a train running through your salon. In the rest of the Erie Canal, and correct me if I'm wrong, Judy, I can't think of any other place we didn't hear a train. You're going to have a train either really close or right in the room with you. Because all these locks, well, first came the Erie Canal, then came the train system, then came the highway system. They're all right together here. There's times when you're less than 200 foot from the train track. The good news is at night they kind of calm down.
No, that's good.
And a little
I
trick we learned.
I actually like the sound of trains, so.
Well, you love this, man.
It really doesn't bother me either. They're fine.
Yeah. You get to feel them, too, because the whole boat slips and vibrates on you. You know, it's amazing. So you'll get used to that after a while. And if you love it, it's a great thing. Now you're going to notice, too, while you're cruising here, that the whole environment is changing a lot as you travel. You notice a lot of mounds. Well, I call them mounds. I guess they're hills up there, but huge bumps in the soil that we don't have in Florida sticking up in the air. And we usually stop next to the place called Little Falls. You're going to enter, as you approach Little Falls, you're going to go under a really gorgeous piece of scenery where the bridge is just before the lock. You're going to go through a lock that's one of only two locks on the area that the gate opens over your head. You're going to go under the gate instead of over the gate. And it's going to lift you up about 40 foot to Little Falls, New York. As soon as you go through the lock on your right, you're going to see cliffs. And this is where people rappel from, right there, right on the Erie. And as you go a little farther down, you realize you're in a canal, and you're looking to your right, and you're looking at the roofs of two-story and three-story buildings. You're on a canal on the side. I want to call it a mountain. It's a hill, but it's huge. On your left, you got cliffs, and on your right, you got valley with houses. And you're looking down on these houses.
Strange feeling to be looking down on roofs of houses, yeah.
Yeah, that's something. Is that the only place that you know of on the loop that's like that?
Oh, no. Most of the loop from now on, you will be doing it a lot of times. It's very common to look down on the roof of a house.
Oh, really?
Or walk to the store and look up at your boat up high, and you're underneath your boat, you know, from the city. Little Falls offers Canal Harbor, which is a place you actually have to pay dockage, but it's only, I think, $1 a foot, and it's with all the facilities. And it's walkable to town. The town is... All these towns are quaint, but this is a larger of the quaint towns on the side of a hill and almost a valley that has everything you need there, groceries, drug stores, bars, places to eat. And it's a good walk to town and back, but it's well worthwhile. And if you're cruising, you need to get off your tushy anyway and walk a little bit because you've been on the boat for 3 days now, so we try to walk whenever we can. Now, this is a point in the Erie where you need to start thinking about making sure that your boat will clear 15 foot 6 inches. And that is not an exaggeration, as I told you. I think I got about a 15.3, but I took off my radar, my anchor light, anything on top of the radar arch, and I just made it, I think, 15.3 inches. I neglected to measure with the Bimini top, stood up another inch, and that's what touched that bridge when we went through. But you live and you learn. We stopped at a little place called Hermaker, New York, which is another free dock. I'm going to say free dock a lot here, just to assume most of them are because they are. Neat place about this is you can walk over to Walmart, Wally World, which is less than a half a mile. And that's what we did, and stocked up to Super Walmart on groceries. It took a $3 taxi ride back to the boat, and we were all set for the next couple of weeks. Now heading on through, lots and lots of bridges. A lot of places you'll notice it's dug out. And when you consider that this canal is really, really old, these were dug out old school style, right through the rocks. Rome, New York has lots and lots of low bridges. You'll clear them. It'll scare you, but you'll clear them. And we stopped at a little place at Lock 20. Skipper Bob's very accurate when he says it'll barely hold two cruising boats. It's a floating dock. It has no cleats on it. It's very wobbly. It's got heights sticking straight up in there to tie up to. And we had to run our shore power cord through the tree to keep it out of the water up to the shore where the plug is. But again, it's free, so you can't really knock it. It's another park setting, which there's a lot of those.
Oh, it's a very pretty park setting. Lots of people were there picnicking and all. We really enjoyed it because it was just such a pretty setting.
No, it sounds really nice. I'm going to have to interrupt for 1 second. We need to break for a commercial, okay? And we'll be right back.
Okay.
Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center.
Can you hear me, Sterling?
Of Broad Creek, near the intersection of the Rappahannock River and Chesapeake Bay, surrounded by the lush green forest of Stingray Point in the community of Deltaville, Virginia, 6 yards from the open waters of Chesapeake Bay. Dozier's Regatta Point can best be described as classy coastal. The southern-style veranda with its incredible sunset views and white rockers is a favorite gathering place, both at sunset to watch the boats go by and in the morning when a full breakfast is served. If you're looking for an affordable oasis amidst the hustle and bustle, you don't need to look any further than Dozier's Regatta Point. For information, call 804-776-8400. Dozier's Regatta Point is a proud Admiral sponsor of AGLCA.
Okay.
Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting.
How do I stop this woman? Okay. We're back now.
Well, I mean, this is what live radio is all about, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at the time here. I'm just going to hit the main places here and the main things, because there's so many free docks and so many places I could tell you about. But just know that we did this whole Erie Canal for, what, 2 months, Judy, and we didn't spend $300 docking the whole time.
Yeah, we were there almost 3 months.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
it's just the softest, easiest, nicest cruising you'll ever do. It's just so interesting, lots of history, but nice and easy. The hardest thing you'll ever do is the locks. It's just really comfortable.
And they're even not difficult. They're easy once you do half a dozen.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful.
Now, one of Judy's favorite places, and it's a good stop, is Sylvan, New York.
Oh, it's Sylvan Beach.
That one. Sylvan Beach, yeah.
Well, Sylvan Beach, again, is just a nice, easy spot you can stop at, a nice wall you can dock at, electric, water's available, and you can walk into their little town or towards the beach, and they have an amusement park there.
Oh,
I'm telling you, Beth, you'd flip because it looks like something from the 50s. You know what? It is. The signs are there telling you how long the family has owned this amusement park, and it is all those old, old rides. It is funny as can be. It has the, not called a boardwalk, what do you call it, where they have all the games and they're out there hawking you to
midway?
Come play these silly games.
The Midway, maybe?
The Midway.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's to throw darts at balloons and pick up the duck that's floating by and the silliest things you can imagine. But it was such great fun and such a different thing to do for us that we really enjoyed it and had a great time. Good
we
food, always busy, lots of people. Yeah.
We were there and they had kids running the hawking you along the way, sort of, but they were kind of not really into it. So we started playing the games, and they'd let you win. We got to do this to
win. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's try this.
They were
there
so
you
pleased to have people doing it.
So we walked out with you for $20. We walked out with, like, $3 worth of toys, which
right.
Won pretty good.
But armfuls, yeah.
No, that's fun. It sounds like something I did when I was a little girl back in the 50s.
Yeah.
You'd have to enjoy it again, though. It's great to see. It's fun. Yep.
Thing about the stop here is you're going to come out to Lake Oneida, and as I think, as I recall, it's 21 miles across, 27, somewhere in there. It's a pretty good size lake. You have to pick your weather. We got lucky, you picked our day, and it came across smooth. And that's easy to do today with programs like Weather Underground, Weather Wind Finder, and Weather Channel. You can really do pretty well picking your weather. There's a lot of iPads applications you use for that also. But this will bring you into Brewerton on the other side of the lake, and that's a place called Winter Harbor, which is a real popular cruiser stop for loopers. It's also where a lot of people store their boat for the winter, and that's what we did last winter. We put our boat in this huge shed. I believe she said they had 180 boats in these two sheds, and I'm talking big
incredible
boats, yeah. But they, you store them in there for the winter, and then as we did, you come back in early spring when it's really cold and get it out and start heading back. We called it boat jail. But as you're heading on across, there are certain places you definitely want to stop. Baldwinsville is a great city with a night free dockage with electric and water for $10 a night. Glide, there's nothing there but electric. Another really neat town. Remember Lyons?
There's a place called Phoenix. That's something with the Bridge House Brats.
Well, now that's up the Oswego. Yes. Oh, I love it. That's cute as could be.
That's a little 3-4 mile side jaunt when you first leave Brewerton. You just go up the Oswego a few miles to your right. That's Judy's place.
Well, I don't know if it's my place, but I just like it. They actually have a bridge house there that you can go into that they have converted into a little museum that's really cool, worth stopping and seeing. The Bridge House Brats are local kids who really are screened quite thoroughly in order to be a participant, and they are there all summer. And then in the spring, when weather permitting, they're there on the weekends. And the brats are there to help out with anything you need. And they will wash your boat, scrub it down, go to the grocery store, empty your trash, whatever you would like them to do for a tip. And they
usually have breakfast available.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. But it's a great idea. I'm surprised nobody else does it because the kids are wonderful. They love it, you know, and just very helpful. And they enjoy being around the water and being there. And like I said, it's just a fun thing to have happen. And they make breakfast often, and they'll bring breakfast and serve it to you on the boat. And I don't know.
$3. Very nice.
$3 or $4 is really inexpensive.
That's great.
It's a cute idea, real cute idea, yeah. So we like it there and always stop. Cute little town.
What I'm going to do, I think, is just hit this places that we really like now, like Lyons, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Very welcoming to boaters, a great little town with everything. Another free dock with water and electric. Great town
square. And
this
one has a big farmer's market.
Yep, farmer's market on the weekends. Excellent.
And almost every one of these little towns will have their own type of little museum. So you're learning. There's more history every place you go. This particular one in Lyons had a jail museum. Now that was incredible because the jailer and his wife and family lived in the house, and the jail was downstairs below. Oh. And they take you through this and tell you all the stories. And, you know, people that I don't recall this moment, but, you know, that we should have heard about that were notorious killers and stuff. Can you imagine? There they are living downstairs from your house. And the wife cooked their meals. When she made dinner, she took them down a plate.
Wow.
Like, oh, my goodness. So really different, you know, but interesting stuff like that. And each little town has their own little museum, almost all of them. And as much
and
as going
to
see.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, as much as you didn't think you liked museums, you really got into them.
Yeah, that was fun. They designed the jail to look like a multibellum house. So on the outside, you'd never know it's a jail.
Exactly.
It's like a house. Yeah, that's kind of neat. Let's see, where are we going next? Spencer, Village of Newark. This one actually has, besides free docking, free water, free electric, and a city all around with everything, they have a free laundry. You can actually do your laundry for free. I've never heard of that before, ever.
Yeah.
That was kind of a neat spot. What we did, when we traveled the area, we decided we wanted to go to every town, which we pretty much did, but we hit half the towns on the way up, the other half on the way back. And it was the variety of small towns is amazing. The people are incredible. the friendliness, the open arms. You'll never feel so welcome. They're glad to see you. And some of these towns, it's pretty sad. You know, they're not really doing real well, obviously, but they're still there trying. And
yeah.
Some of them are doing really, really well. So.
And many of them are actually farm towns, that those farms are outside of these little towns. I didn't realize how close we were to farm country, you know, or that type of country living, but we were. It's interesting in that sense. The bicycle path runs almost the entire length of the Erie Canal, and quite popular to the bikers. And we were surprised at meeting, I don't know, several single and groups of people who were actually going cross country on their bicycles. And
wow.
In their backpack, carry their little, you know, tiny little pup tent that they fold up and stick into their saddlebag and what have you. And we met several where we gave them water, and they tended to camp right close to where our docks would be, often right at the in these parks and by the locks, because they knew it was safe, comfortable with the boaters there and such. So we've really had some interesting stories to share there, too.
Well, that's ambitious, biking across the country. That's a little more
younger
than I
people.
Could do.
I will say they were young people.
Yeah.
They were, maybe the oldest was 20.
Yeah.
Something I would take on.
If you're thinking on doing the Erie and you want to see some pictures of it, I'm not trying to put them on my webpage. I don't sell anything. I got nothing to sell. But I did send a link to Beth, and she's going to try and put it up, and it shows you. We took a lot of pictures of the Erie Canal trip. It'll show you a lot of small towns and docks and give you a flavor for what it's really like to do this trip. And it's just amazing.
I'm sure we're going to do it again. We enjoyed it that much.
Yeah,
and so many of the towns have concerts on the weekends, often very close to, you know, where we were docked, that we felt like we had our own private seat. It was just wonderful.
No, it sounds wonderful. It makes me want to go right up there.
Well,
it is.
The thing like Albion, for example, has the largest railroad toy train museum in New York State. Well, I'm not a train person. But, man, this can't be good. We spent hours in there in this train.
I love trains.
They had such detail. They had trains where at the train track where a cop was busting this couple for making out in a car, and people were getting married, and they were doing funerals. You could just spend hours in there looking at all
the detail. Was incredible.
Really something.
Just incredible, yeah.
Well, it looks like we're running out of time, but this has been wonderful, and I thank you so much.
Can we end it by saying at the end of the canal, you can go to Tonawanda, and that's about as far as we went. That is as far as we went on the trawler and stayed there, rented a car, and you can drive then to Niagara Falls. It's so close.
Yeah.
Speaking of
that's
Niagara
wonderful
Falls.
Part. Yes.
Did you see that guy that went across the falls on the high wire?
Yeah, we did, yes. I
unbelievable.
Did, yeah. I saw it online. Yeah, I know. Well, at least he wasn't in a barrel this time, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thank you again, and you are our favorite co-host, certainly.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You always have interesting stuff to say. So.
Oh, we always
have
too much to
say. About, huh?
We have too much to say, I think.
No, never. Well, enjoy.
Are you in Charleston?
I'm in Charleston, yes. And
stay on the line
Janine
if the show's
in...
over. Can you stay on the line if the show's over?
No, it's not over till I push the button.
Oh, okay. I'll call you back after the show.
Okay.
All right. Bye,
thanks,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks so much. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.